Once upon a time, there was a boy that is willing to take risks just to find the love of his life. He was thinking that the only thing that is missing in his life is a lover. Well, I can't blame him for that. His life is almost perfect. He has the looks that every man wants. He even graduated in college with a bachelor's degree and a stable job in a big and great company, and most especially, has its own house and owns a car. Anyways, enough with a long introduction. This guy that I'm telling y'all is Ives Soriano, a 28-year-old man, gay perhaps. But one day, the biggest and most awaited day to his entire life has happened. He met this guy named Julius De La Cruz. He met this 29-year-old super hunky man in a party of their mutual friend. They like each other and start dating a couple of months ago. Ives thought that...
Yes, it finally came true. My life now is so perfect when the day I found you.
But of course, there are no perfect relationship indeed. The day that Ives didn't think that would happen has come. He saw Julius kissing someone else intently. Out of rage, he came rushing to his boyfriend and slapped him really hard on his face.
You! What's the meaning of this?
Ives stated with tears flooding all over his face.
Babe, let me explain.
Julius tries to walk towards Ives, but Ives stopped him.
Explain what, Julius? Explain what?
Ives started to cry like a baby. Julius froze in his position and left dumbfounded while staring at Ives' face.
I give everything, Julius. I thought you're the one for me. I even planned to sell things with you. But it turns out you aren't serious in dealing me.
Ives stated, he feels so hopeless. He feels so lonely and betrayed by the whole world. Julius once again hugged Ives, yet Ives pushed him.
No, babe. Babe, please, give me a chance. I promise I will make it up to you. Please.
Please.
Julius begged desperately.
I'm not going to give you countless chances, Julius. Let's break up.
Yves said coldly.
What? No, no, you can do that. Wait a minute. Have you find someone else already? Huh? Have you?
Don't take the blame on me, Julius. Don't make yourself the victim so that you can make yourself better and cleaner. I have no time for you now. Goodbye.
Yvette said with a teary eye, and turn around and walk immediately.
And on that day, Yves realized that he doesn't need love from someone else anymore. Because from now on, he treasures himself like a rare diamond. Self-love is important. Remember that. Don't be like Julius that is craving for more, but forgot that the best is in his hands, yet he let the chance slip away. Time is gold. Treasure it.